Steve Guerra Show. I am Steve Guerra. God bless America. America's voice. That's right. Here are three big things you need to know right now for Thursday, November 19, 2020. Number three, Michigan coronavirus cases up again, this time by 5,700 plus. 62 additional deaths. We'll keep an eye on that. Number two, House Speaker Lee Chatfield says he won't pursue impeachment, not at this time. Not for the governor, anyhow. And number three, a dramatic reversal in Wayne County once again. A dramatic reversal in Wayne County once again as the Republicans rescind votes certifying the election results there. Is that legal? Who knows? But they swear in affidavits that they were coerced into doing so. Coerced, threatened, and lied to. Bullied. Bullied. Affidavit signed yesterday by William Hartman and Monica Palmer really get to the heart of the matter. Here's part of what William Hartman had to say in his affidavit. Miss Anderson Davis, the Wayne County attorney, advised the board that the discrepancies that we found were not a reason to reject the certification. We had deadlocked on the vote at that point, 2-2. Late in the evening, I was enticed to agree to certify based on the promise that a full and independent audit would take place. I would not have agreed to the certification, but for the promise of an audit. Vice Chair Jonathan Kinlock assured us that if we voted to certify the election, a full, independent, and complete audit of Detroit's election would be undertaken. After the meeting, I was made aware that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson made a public claim that the representations made by Mr. Kinlock, on which we had relied, would not be followed. She didn't care. She laughed at us. He didn't put that in the affidavit. I editorialized. Here's some of the concerns that he still has concerning all of this. I am concerned about the use of private monies, directing local officials regarding management of the elections, how those funds were used, and whether those funds were paid to election workers. I've not had answers to any of these questions. I believe the people of Michigan deserve these answers. Can we release the logs to the tabulators demonstrating what happened in Detroit? Why do poll books, qualified voter files, and final tallies not match or balance? 71% of Detroit's AVCBs do not balance. Why not? That's absentee voter rolls, by the way. Did the chairperson of each of Detroit's 134 AVCBs keep logs of shift changes? Why were Republicans not used in signing seals certified at the end of the night on Monday and Wednesday before ballot boxes were documented, closed, and locked? How many challenged ballots were counted? Was information placed directly into qualified voter files in the AVCBs? How many voter birth dates were altered in the poll books? Were ballots counted at the TCF Center that were not reflected in the electronic poll book or paper supplemental list? It just goes on and on and on. They were lied to, bullied, and threatened. Ms. Palmer wrote this in her affidavit. During the meeting, I determined that more than 70% of Detroit's 134 absent voter counting boards did not balance, and many had no explanation why they did not. Vice Chair Kinlock made a motion to certify the vote. I noted our prior reservations about unbalanced precincts in August 2020 and determined the record had discrepancies and irregularities and was incomplete. A motion was made to certify the vote. I voted not to certify. The vote locked at 2-2. After my vote, my Democrat colleagues chided me and Mr. Hartman for voting not to certify. After the vote, public comment periods began and dozens of people made personal remarks about me and Mr. Hartman. The comments made accusations of racism and threatened me and members of my family. Meanwhile, Wayne County Corporate Counsel Janet Anderson Davis told me that I had to certify the vote that night. She told me the members in their roles were ministerial. They could not use their discretion on matters like the record being incomplete. We were told that discretion was outside the board's authority. Then why have a board at all? We heard earlier from David Coleman that that's bunk. That's not true. The law does give them discretion. They do have the ability to review and look at it. And why is it so important? Here's why. Wayne County represents the whole shooting match for presidential results and for the Senate race and for the 11th Congressional District, among other issues. Let me give you an example. Joe Biden's unofficial margin in Wayne County, 284,585. His unofficial margin statewide, 146,000. If Wayne County doesn't get included, I suppose Donald Trump would win Michigan. If Wayne County isn't included, John James would win Michigan because Gary Peters' margin, allegedly in Wayne County, is 273,000 votes. Statewide, less than 85,000. Math is pretty easy here now, isn't it? And when it comes to the 11th Congressional District, Haley Stevens won by a hair. Just 10,700 votes in her district was the margin. But in Wayne County, her margin was almost 29,000. So this has great impact on everything. It also means the State Board of Canvassers, who were set to meet yesterday but didn't, now, it's all back up in the air. A lot of attention will be paid to Michigan now. I mean, in the event, I mean, think about the impact. If John James were to win because of affidavits and recounts and, you know, votes being counted that shouldn't, Georgia becomes a lot less important, because that would give the Republicans the majority in the United States Senate, with the new African-American senator from Michigan who graduated from the United States Air Force Academy. Wouldn't that be something? A good something, by the way. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the recount there off to a rough start, as elections commissions repeatedly clash on what can be done and what can't. You've got Georgia that's a mess. They're finding, ballots everywhere. But in Wisconsin, the recount turned into a partisan brawl even before the first votes began to be retallied. The three Republicans and three Democrats on the Wisconsin Elections Commission clashed repeatedly in late-night virtual meetings as they tried to establish guidelines spelling out how clerks should conduct the recount during the coronavirus pandemic. "I would be delighted to see this commission actually function," said Chair Ann Jacobs, a Democrat, as she sought to find a way for the two sides to decide how to consider revisions to the commission's recount manual for clerks. After 5.5 hours and almost midnight, the commission approved the recount. The commissioner's inability to get along suggested the recount will be brutal and likely end in a courtroom. That's where it's all going. So Wisconsin's now headed to court. Michigan's headed to court. Georgia's headed to court. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. Just when it was getting quiet around. Andrew Pollack, straight ahead, father of Meadow killed at Doman Douglas High School and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Don't go anywhere. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. We'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.com. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113. WellConnectSaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.